The Jergens Journal, featuring Walter Winchell. Mr. Winchell, whose famous column appears in the New York Daily Mirror, the Odessa, Texas American, and other newspapers with more than 25 million readers, is brought to you by Jergens, the lotion for soft, smooth, romantic hands.
You know, I pity poor Santa. Huh? His list must be 60 million times as long as mine, and I've run out of ideas and money already.
Well, why don't you do what all smart Santas do? I mean, give Jergens lotion. The big bottle in its bright Christmas gift box will be the prettiest present under the tree and one of the most practical, too. It's a gift of lovely hands. Smoother, softer hands, because Jergens lotion is even finer today. Anyone on your list will love Jergens lotion, and they'll think of you and thank you every time they use it. You can't go wrong when you give Jergens lotion. More women use Jergens lotion than any other hand care in the world. And for the people on your list, Jergens lotion says Merry Christmas in the nicest way. Now to the editorial room of the Jergens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South American. All the ships at sea, let's go to press. Muskogee, Oklahoma. United States Senator Gurney, Republican of South Dakota, has been arrested for reckless driving after a wild chase. Hollywood, California. It's a baby girl for the Carmen Cavaleros at the Cedars of Lebanon Hospital, Movie Town, USA. New York City. It's a baby boy for the Arthur Graves at the Doctors Hospital, New York City. The grandmama is the beautiful Mrs. Ted Thackeray, the publisher of the New York Post. Miami, Florida. It's a baby boy for the Richard R. Reynolds of the Camel Cigarette Family at the St. Francis Hospital, Miami Beach, Florida. The mother is the former darling of the stage and screen, Marianne O'Brien. Greenwich, Connecticut. Arnold B. Horwitt, the author of The Clever Review in New York, Make Mine Manhattan, and Joanne Bauer, the actress, were married at Greenwich. New York. M. Stewart, the director of research on the President's Civil Rights Committee, and Dorothy Bell, a charming girl from the Middle West, were quietly married in New York on December the 3rd by a New York Supreme Court judge. New York City. New York District Attorney Hogan will have a field day following the divorce racket scandals. 20 doctors and lawyers will be involved in alleged insurance frauds in the new accident racket. 4 defendants will be sentenced Wednesday next. New York City. Charlie Boyer, the moving picture star, made his initial appearance in a Broadway show last night. Red Gloves from Paris. The New York Dramatic Critics tomorrow will salute Monsieur Boyer for his personal triumph.
Bravo, Charlie.
Boston, Mass. Another Hollywood importation has clicked in Boston. It is New York bound. It is a remarkable little on-team review by the name of Lendonier. I loved it. Toronto, Ontario. Gladys Glad, Ziegfeld Beauty, and the young widow of the late Mark Hellinger may be married again next year. His name is Arthur Gottlieb, one of the richest moving picture men in Canada. Behind the international news, Berlin. The tension is terrific. Very heavy street fighting is expected. Russian headquarters is directing an outright guerrilla warfare against the Allied sector. Germans have been told that the United States will be forced out by the spring and that the death penalty will be given to anyone who helps us now. The possibility that Stalin may strike suddenly is not overlooked. Our top generals met secretly this week at a conference to discuss action if necessary. Paris. France is ready tonight with 7 divisions fully mechanized, airborne, and trained along American lines. At this rate, France will have 40 top-notch divisions by 1952, more than 2 years away. Tokyo. One of the top Russian generals is directing the communist armies in China. His name is Marshal Vasilevsky. He was recently the Kremlin's chief of staff. His appearance in China proves that he was not purged. As reported elsewhere, he was promoted. New Delhi, India. Vastly encouraged by the Chinese victories, the Kremlin has ordered that China be conquered by the end of 1949. After that, military men expect South Asia to be attacked at Malaya, Burma, and Singapore. Stockholm. Economic distress in Russia and the satellite nations is so acute that it may become an explosive force. Scandinavia fears that economic collapse inside Russia's Iron Curtain may drive the Russians into war. The Washington ticker. The only Dixocrat to be bypassed and ignored by the Democrats will be the Honorable John Rankin of Mississippi. White House insiders are confident that the new Congress will ease the immigration laws. A coalition of United States senators will demand a full probe of the Department of Defense and the fight between the armed services. J. Parnell Thomas will probably remain in the background when the Un-American Activities Committee begins the Hiss Chamber scandal on Tuesday next. Representative Carl Mundt will be in charge. Same difference. Mr. and Mrs. United States, this editorial is dedicated to the families of the men and women who died for the flag at Pearl Harbor, and wherever they fought and bled for the rest of us. To win the war, Americans spent $250 billion. 571,822 Americans were badly wounded, and another 225,000 were killed in action. World peace is nowhere in sight. So just what did we get out of our so-called victory? For one thing, we are not being punched on the nose by the Japs or the Nazis on our own streets. Admiral Yamamoto is at the bottom of the Pacific. He is not dictating to you from the White House as he promised he would. American labor and American business are still free to shake their fists in each other's faces instead of taking the Nazi horsewhip on their backs. We had nothing to win in World War II any more than we have anything to win in World War III. We merely have everything to lose. A Frenchman can tell you what it means to have a Nazi parading down your main street. A Norwegian can tell you what it means to have a Nazi police force torture you. A Belgian can tell you what it means to have your hometown bombarded. And a Pole or a European Jew can tell you what it means to have your family killed in a gas chamber or shoved into an electric oven. But I can tell you, as your fellow American, that you won the war because you didn't lose your self-respect, your Constitution, or your Bill of Rights. In deep respect to the 225,000 American homes with gold stars in their windows, won't you put the flag, no matter what size it is, in your windows on December the 7th? It is such a little thing to do compared to the danger our boys went through flying that same flag from the heights of Iwo Jima. A reporter's report to the President and the people. Dear Mr. President, Tom Clark, the Attorney General, has made public a new and very long, impressive list of subversive organizations infecting our nation. They include the commies, the fascists, and the Nazis. But nowhere on this new list, Mr. President, is the Ku Klux Klan. Because the Ku Klux Klan went out of existence years ago legally to dodge back taxes. However, Mr. President, the same leaders and members are organized again. The only shirt movement in the Southland today is the Association of Georgia Klan. They are getting away with plenty. Murder included. They get new members with the claim, Mr. President, that the Department of Justice in Washington does not consider the Georgia Klan's subversive since they are not listed. Please, Mr. President, in your very busy day and night, give this very dangerous organization your well-known uppercuts. And please don't forget Gerald L. K. Smith, whose peculiar influence in Washington has kept his name off the very same list. Mr. President, he's a dilly. To all of you who invest your money, Alfred P. Sloan, Jr., the chairman of General Motors, forecasts prosperity in these United States for at least two more years. The United States Bureau of Employment Security announced this week that employment remains at more than the 60 million peak, and October employment was 1 million higher than in the same month a year ago. The Associated Press reported this week that the government sees prosperity ahead. Harper's Magazine, reliable and dignified, offers facts backing up the figures of an expert that prosperity will continue. That's what I have been trying to tell the jittery Wall Streeters and the rest of the nation for several broadcasts. as one reputable firm's motto has it down on Wall Street. Remember this. First investigate, then invest. And now, Ben Grau, for Jergens Lotion, I'll be back with some tips of the papers.
Oh, miss, are you looking for something?
High and low. When you shop on a budget, it's terribly hard to find anything nice.
Well, Jergens has what you're looking for. A gift set. And what a gift set it is. Imagine four of the finest Jergens beauty aids in one package. A bottle of fresh, enchanting Jergens Morning Glory cologne. A really generous-sized box of Jergens face powder. A jar of Jergens all-purpose face cream with Vitone. And a good-sized bottle of wonderful Jergens lotion.
But I bet it costs a terrific price.
Only $1.19. Jergens calls it loveliness for you.
Why, for $1.19, I can get Mother and the girls in the office the kind of gift I know they'll love and use.
And Jergens' gift package is really beautiful. And, of course, Jergens' beauty preparations are the finest. You can buy these gift sets at your favorite cosmetic counter tomorrow. And now back to the editorial room of the Jergens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Chicago, the weather experts say that the cold wave will get worse by tomorrow. The mercury is expected to hit zero in Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. The temperature in the water at the Roney Plaza Hotel Miami Beach today was 80. It was 79 in front of Al's Delicatessen, the Lindy's of the South. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to get this in. I hope I have time for it. The first of the stormtroopers mentioned by me in the Hopley Report plan in the last two broadcasts were organized in Washington. They have been stopped pending examination by the President of the United States. This new police outfit, ladies and gentlemen, carried what they called batons. They actually were 30-inch blackjacks. All of us can give thanks, then, for stopping this private little army to the Washington Star and the Washington Post, which went right into action following the first exposé by this reporter over these microphones. How much time? How many? And now to beat that red hand around the clock. To the Louisville Times. Dr. Glenn Sperling telegraphed me that only part of last Sunday's tip, his divorce, was good. He hasn't, however, he says, seen General Patton's widow since he attended the general in Germany. My respectful apologies to all concerned. I am very, very sorry. New York Mirror. I haven't had the time to check this. When you do it, has Thomas E. Dewey of Albany, New York, accepted the presidency of the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company as of January 1, 1950? International News Service. Get an advanced copy of the December 21st issue of Look magazine. Page 27 has an amazing scoop. Atomic ore discovered in Colorado. New York Journal. The 20th annual affair of the Press Photographers of New York is to be at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel on February the 4th. They are hopeful that Margaret Truman will start the event by singing the national anthem. How about that, Margie? Now, wait a minute. We got to get this. To Andrew Jergens, my radio employer. Since December the 4th, 1932, the record and radio with the same sponsor. Tonight begins what would have been the 17th consecutive year. Thanks again, Mr. Jergens. You have been a good friend and a very patient boss. You're all making me very nervous, and get away from here. To all doctors, the Damon Runyon Cancer Fund will allocate a great sum of money on December the 10th, the day he died in 1946. The money will go for 40 fellowships to help doctors in research. Two young women are among the first selected. The newspapers, ladies and gentlemen, will tell the story December the 10th. And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another Jergens Journal until next Sunday evening at the very same time. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who just read the papers. One headline said, "No Peace Prize this year." Why not give it to the unknown soldier? He died for it. Good night.
You know, a big bottle of Jergens lotion is about the best present for Christmas a man could get. You know, a man's hands get chapped just as well as a woman's. And there's nothing like Jergens for a quick, comfortable shave, because Jergens lotion has none of that oily feel. Look over your list. If you'd like to please the men on it, give them Jergens lotion. Next week, another edition of the Jergens Journal with Walter Winchell. Now, Luella Parsons' 50-minute program with Ethel Barrymore as guest following immediately. This is Ben Grauer speaking.